What's up? This is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and this is Q&A podcast number 13. And as much as I have a love-hate relationship with YouTube, I get really great comments on YouTube. For whatever reason, the algorithms have smiled upon my channel and delivered to my channel an audience that makes some very witty and well-informed and poses some good questions. So I'm going to be going through and answering some of those, hopefully help some people out with some things that they may be a bit confused about or need a second opinion on. I'll mention that I've got a program. It's kind of like a personal accountability / biohacking consultation program. And I wanted to kind of figure out how to be a life coach without being a life coach. I wanted to figure out how I could offer people some one-on-one attention and some expectations of personal accountability in their going after their goals and using all of the very best biohacking and life hacking tools available. But I wanted to do it without, frankly, spending a lot of time on the phone with people or nagging people. So I came up with a program. I'm calling it Skin in the Game. And how this would work is it would consist of two telephone calls. And these telephone calls, or Skype calls, or however we can connect in the world, it would consist of an initial consultation where a lot of times I'll talk with people and I just need more details about what their goals and challenges are and what they've tried and what's worked for them and what hasn't worked for them and what works some but then stopped working. A lot of times that takes an hour to have that conversation, but we do keep that conversation pretty tight. And by the end of that consultation, we'll have a concrete plan laid out of habits and tools, maybe some supplements that you're going to use for the next 30, 60, or 90 days to knock out of the park a goal that you have for yourself, a medium-term goal that you have for yourself. I'm a big fan of medium-term goals. And then we're going to have another phone call of 45 minutes at the end of that time. Could be 30, 60, or 90 days. We'll have to get on the phone and figure out what's appropriate for you. And I'll have an expectation of you to have completed those goals in that time and to have followed through on the plan that we've outlined. And I call this skin in the game because you got skin in the game. You got an obligation to me to follow through on the stuff that on the plan that we outline, on the things that you know that you should be doing, but you have a bit of a deficiency in discipline, which is all too human, and you need someone there that you're accountable to. So I have a form on my website. I'm actually really proud of this form. This is a great form. It's a questionnaire that's going to ask you some questions that are going to reveal where some of your weaknesses are in life, where there's room for improvement. So you'll have to take about 10 minutes to fill that out thoroughly and thoughtfully and send it in to me, and we might be able to get in touch and work together. Let's move on to the questions. And the first one was from a guy named JunkTube4000. He said, "Keep up the good work. I just bought a year subscription to Headspace thanks to you. I still have to watch your new dual endback video for a third time and come to a conclusion on it. I was wondering what your thoughts were on other memory training techniques. I have found an online course called Become a Super Learner Masterclass. It looks pretty good and it's pricey, but it delivers what it promises. I'm definitely sold on it. The course is 30% on speed reading and 70% on memory techniques. Okay. Thanks for your consideration of my views on dual and back. Dual and back does a thing for your long-term memory. It has what I describe as a downstream effect on your long-term memory. Dual and back, it doesn't work directly on your long-term memory. But what it does is it strengthens your working memory, the RAM of your mind. And the RAM of your mind is super essential in your memories, your day-to-day memories of, I went to this restaurant today and saw that person and read this thing. Those memories getting encoded into your long-term memory really requires highly functional working memory, which is exactly what dual and back does for you. That's what it's demonstrated quite well in a number of different studies to do for you. So I would say that add dual and back to your regimen if you're really serious about attaining that limitless memory. The particular course that you mentioned, I'm not that familiar with it. I've looked at a couple of other courses like that. And I would say if you've got the cash to drop on it, yeah, go ahead and do that, because then you're going to have that sunk cost motivational mechanism working for you, and you're going to be like really motivated. So, hey, you know, why not? It probably has a money back guarantee attached to it, so that if it doesn't measure up to what you're hoping, then you're only losing out on your time. However, there's some other tools that are really good for building your long-term memory that are quite affordable, or that are even free. So I'm thinking like the language learning app Duolingo. And then there's another app that I really liked, a piece of technology that I used when I learned Spanish, and it was called Super Memo. And what it did was it used a computer algorithm to predict when you are going to forget something, because there's what's called the spaced repetition theory of memory, where you have a point at some point in the future where you're going to forget any piece of knowledge or whatever that you learn. And ideally, what you would want to do is you would want to refresh. You would want to refresh and review that piece of knowledge directly before or in temporal proximity to when you are about to forget it. Because if you practice, yeah, I'm sure you've had this experience studying anything where you are reviewing your notes and you're going through and you're like, okay, this I already know, this I already know, this I already know, this I already know. You're kind of being somewhat inefficient with your study time because you're reviewing things that you already have a pretty good grasp on. And you want to forget things, right? You want to remember things and review things right before you forget them. And that's what this Polish software engineer figured out with this algorithm. I used it some myself, and I found that it helped. I'm not going to say it was like a total game changer, but that was Super Memo, and they had like a free version of the software, and then they had some apps that were paid apps that were pretty good, but they were still pretty cheap. So you might want to play around with something like that and just see how it improves your memory and see how disciplined you are with it before you drop some change on something else. Next question, someone had said, quick question, what do you think about aniracetam? I'm looking for something that reduces my anxiety and helps me keep cool speaking in front of people. I tend to get nervous and I just shut down. Same goes for phone calls. That's a bummer, isn't it? Aniracetam is a pretty good anxiolytic nootropic. I tried it myself and I didn't really find that it had a noticeable effect on my subjective level of anxiety, but I really don't personally suffer from social anxiety. anxiety is one of these things that's kind of like a check engine light on a car. It's kind of a nebulous, blurry symptom that reflects some sort of neurobiological imbalance somewhere in your mind or body. And aniracetam may address that dysfunction, or it may not. So it's worth trying because it's safe, relatively affordable, efficacious. But I direct your attention to a hour-long video that I did on this subject, actually, on biohacking confidence. And what I did was I went through a number of different supplements that work on anxiety and that ultimately imbue confidence, because some people need to try like three or four different things before they find something that really does get them over their social anxiety. I will link to that video. It's very detailed. I'm rather proud of this video. I'll link to it in the notes for this podcast. So do check that out and let me know what works for you. I'm curious. Okay. Another guy named Timothy asks, do you know of a sup similar to rhodiola? I like to take a break 5 days on, 5 days off to keep effects to a maximum. I would like to find something to fill in the 5 day break when rotating off rhodiola. So there's this wide world of herbal supplements and adaptogens specifically. And to be honest, I regard rhodiola as being the king of the adaptogens because it does so many great things for you. And it really is a quintessential nootropic that makes you more energetic, that improves your mood, that I believe it helps with long-term and short-term memory as well. And to be honest with you, I keep thinking of piracetam as something that's comparable to this, which is totally in a different nootropic category. It's a synthetic anti-aging drug. But the two have a whole lot of overlap with the subjective effects and benefits that they give you. The energy, the pep, the verbal fluency, the good mood, the feeling like your long-term memory is a bit more open. And there's been a couple of studies where they combined those two together and they had something of a synergistic effect. So you could look at that. You could look at some other adaptogens like Eleuthero comes to mind because it has a anti-fatigue effect that a lot of people really appreciate, and rhodiola is a lifesaver in the fatigue department for a lot of people. Another guy said, okay, I tried NeuroPeak for a week. Hey, that rhymes. It makes me feel sleepy and want to sleep. Should I change it, or by the time maybe I'll get the benefit from it in case for changing this product or another? What is the best nootropics? I don't mind if it's pricey, if it contains the best ingredients. So if you're taking a branded stack product, it should not make you feel sleepy unless it's a sleep product. Specifically, some of these branded stack products, I have had mixed experiences with them. There's a couple of them that I've tried that I think they contained a bit too much choline, or they contained too many choline precursors, which for some people is going to make you sleepy. For some people, it's not. That's why you'll go on the websites of these products and you'll see some testimonials where people are like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But then, yeah, it might make you sleepy. So that's not working in the way that a nootropic should. So if I were you, I would take advantage of any money-back guarantee that is offered. And I get this question, what's the best nootropic, man? And that's like me answering, what's your favorite child of your children? There's there's a number and they all serve different functions. If you're looking for a stack product, kind of one of those done for you type products where you don't need to worry about measuring out powders and all of that sort of thing. Okay, you'll want to consider there's a couple that I really like. There's one called Tau by Ultrahuman, which has really, really high quality ingredients in it. It is a bit pricey. That one is worth your attention. I have a product that I formulated called Kabijo, which is a racetam rich product. And I've gotten really great feedback on that. Okay, there is the guy Ryan with Cortex Labs, and he's got a product that is, it's on the lower end of the price spectrum. I think it's about $30. And that product I haven't personally tried, but I've seen a lot of credible reviews of it that say really great things. So what I'd recommend is that you navigate over to the MindPower marketplace of my website. And I've got some objective ratings and reviews over there of different stack products. And I have, over the years in this industry, in the biz, I've made some enemies, actually, because occasionally products will come across my desk and I'll try them or I'll do an analysis looking at them and I just don't think they're that great. And then I'll speak frankly about that. And the people selling those products don't seem to like that a whole lot. So yeah, I would say if it's making you sleepy, it's really not supposed to do that unless you want to go to sleep. Next question is from Jordan, and he said, have you tried Huperzine A? Is it superior to ginkgo biloba or ginseng to improve memory? I like ginseng because of the energy it provides. Does ginseng stack well with Huperzine as well as with ginkgo? Huperzine, I believe I tried it alone a while back. I've tried it a bunch of times in combination in stacks. And to be honest, I was underwhelmed with it when I tried it alone. And I can't say anything really special about trying it in stacks. There's some criticisms that are made of Huperzine, which is that Huperzine feeds your system a whole lot of choline. And you might not need all of that choline. So you want to use it in really conservative, small doses. Huperzine is always praised for stimulating lucid dreaming. And so I would use Huperzine specifically if I wanted to just have some really cool lucid dreams. If your objective is improving memory, then ginkgo and ginseng are going to be your best bets as far as the herbal nutraceuticals go. Those two in combination are probably the most efficacious long-term memory stack. And then you'd also want to look at things like paracetam. Paracetam is really great for long-term memory. Hope that helps. Again, I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and I look forward to continued conversation with you, answering your questions. Yeah. I sat down at the desk to write a cyberpunk book. Spend 1300 hours trying to change how you look at the matrix of reality. A sci-fi novelist supreme, a futurist, a philosopher dissecting the transhumanist dream. I gave out red pill dating tips, a tantric husband's advice, a contrarian Christian thinker questioning if God plays dice. Looking at Göbekli Tepe, wondering if the end is nigh. An applied neuroscience strategist aiming way up high. But I can't escape the shadow of the white powder game. No matter what I publish, it all ends up the same. I'm a novelist, a master of a multi-layered plan, but the internet just sees me as the new
for the June Q&A to upgrade the listener crew. A listener tried Neural Peak for a week of mental drive, but it only makes them sleepy, barely keeping them awake and alive. They want to know if benefits will slowly start to accrue, or if they should just abandon it for something shiny and new. They don't mind if it's pricey. They want the absolute best design with premium ingredients to make their cognition realign. What proprietary blends on Amazon will usually miss the mark? You need the high-quality isolates to pull you from the dark. Another voice chimes in, hit by social anxiety's heavy strain, looking for a tool to stop the panic in their brain. What do you think of anorexia? I need to stay completely cool, speaking in front of people so I don't look like a fool. My mind just shuts down on public stages or simple phone calls. Well, that fat syllable race stam is excellent when anxiety calls. It tempers the collective stress, puts the verbal fluency in gear, so you can command the ballroom without a single trace of fear. But I can't escape the shadow of the white powder game. No matter what I publish, it all ends up the same. I'm a novelist, a master of a multi-layered plan, but the internet just sees me as the nootropics man. They only want the capsules and the smart drug dealer's view for the June Q&A to upgrade the listener crew. Then an adaptogen cycler asks for something similar to Rhodiola Rosie's gold to fill the five-day break when their rotation starts to unfold. While a fan of memory boosters wants the metrics on Huperzine A to see if ginkgo or ginseng is superior for the daily play. They love the raw stimulation that the ginseng root provides and want to know if stacking all three will give them better rides. Yes, acetylcholine is the race inhibitor, will keep your memory tight, and it stacks beautifully with standard botanical to make your focus bright. But I can't escape the shadow of the white powder game. No matter what I publish, it all ends up the same. I'm a novelist, a master of a multi-layered plan, but the internet just sees me as the nootropics man. They only want the capsules and the smart drug dealer's view for the June Q&A to upgrade the listener crew. Jonathan knows you only want him for his smart drug savvy and for his $7 a month Substack subscribers. He'll surely deliver edify yourself at limitlessmindset.com.